Shir Yod Aleph Yom Hei Parshas Bukhaisai.
It's Rav Yudah v'Rabbanon. Rav Yudah Hol Sukkah Shelemalo Me'esrima. Please. Machlekes Rav Yudah v'Rabbanon. If Sukkah Shelemalo Me'esrima. Sukkah Shelemalo Me'esrima is Psula Kshayro. Rav Yudah Hol Sukkah Shelemalo Me'esrima is Kosher, and Rav Yudah Hol that it's Posul. And Rabbi Yudah holds that it's possible. Rabbi Yudah holds that it's kosher. Rabbi Yudah bought a raya from Hilni Amalka that she was sitting in a sukkah with a malo meesri mabo. Veleyom rula dobo. Zog the Gemara, she was a isha. Zog Rabbi Yudah, but a raya from the kids. And we mentioned yesterday, the Gemara doesn't speak out. What is the answer of Rabbanon to Rabbi Yudah? Very clear in the Shas, when there's a Masr Matan in between the Tanoim, everyone answers back and forth. Here, Rabbi Yudah brings a raya from Hilni Amalko, Zogin Rabbanon, she was a Isha. Zog Rabbi Yudah, okay, but it was kids, Chinuch. And the Gemara only answers one teretz. Le'nitzrich ho'elo le'kitoyni yeshebo. Rabbonon tzav riboneo besuke ma'al yehavi yasve. Ve'i yosvo be'kitoyni yes. U'mishum tzniyus u'mishum ochi lo'yomru lo'dovo. It's no raya. The kids were sitting in the bigger suke. And Rabbi Yudah said, "Arboneo gabo avi yasve. Ve'afilo ochi lo'yomru lo'dovo." So lefi Rab Zeire or Rab Chonon that the machleikus is besuke ktano. So the Gemara says this suke was the two parts. Was a small part and a big part. She was sitting in the small part. The kids were sitting in a big part. This is what Rabbanon hold. But mainly they didn't make Chazal, didn't make a mechor. And Rabbi Yudah holds everyone was sitting in the little part. This is the tzusa de shmaisa of the Gemara. This is the tzusa de shmaisa of the Gemara. And we mentioned that the Rishonim, the Ra'od, the Ritvo, the Yeshua, they speak out. That the Gemara never geoys cheshbin. What will be with Rava? Rava holds diras kva. No. So what is the answer of Rabbanon? Rabbi holds the man yedu dirasechem. What is the answer of the Rabbanon? So in the Ritvo and the Ra'o and the Tesis Rit state, Rabbanon hold was mechitzas magias leschach lefi Rabbi. Rabbi Yudah hold darko shel malko mistamed the roof was not till the top. Rabbanon hold the walls were till the top. As I look at this read, the Ritva says, Rabbi will hold, Boneo was sitting in a smaller sukkah that was not 20. It was like a little fakir. The kids could see the queen was sitting, and the kids like had like a beam that was sitting in something that they could see there in the mother. She doesn't have to bend down. So by them it was less than 20, by her it was more than 20. But in our Gemara, the Gemara doesn't speak it out so much. And we mentioned yesterday, from Tzvicheshin, that could be, we could have a ma'alach, that Lefi Rabbi v'Rab Zeire, could be it's not a kasha bichlal, because for chinuch, even if the suk is lamala me'esri mama, it's good. Rabbanon hold, there's no chiyuv chinuch ki ilchosa. You can be mechanach besuk is lamala me'esri mama. Rabbi Yudah hold, you have to have chinuch ki ilchosa. Only lefi Rav Chonon, that it's a lul shel tarnegoilim, or lefi Rav Zeire, maybe that it's missing tzel. So then was the tzad, that lechu lefi Rabbanon, what they will answer, lechu, it's missing in the sukkah. It's missing in the sukkah. It doesn't have shei. It's a lul shel tarnegoilim. And if that man the Omar, the Gemara felt that she has the answer. This is the tzus of the Shmais. Vinitvi, the Gemara answers that she was sitting in a small room and they were sitting in a big room. Frekt Rashi Akashe. Rabbi Yudah Sova, Vim Toimar, this is good, Rab Zeire. She was in a small room and they were in a big room. Zog Rabbi Yudah, you see that small room, Lemala Mesli Mama, is kosher. Rabbi Yudah say the kids were sitting in a big room. And Rabbi Yudah holds, no, the kids were sitting in a small room. Aber le'Rav Chonon, the muki pluktai b'she'einu machzek esele k'dei roishu v'rubei v'shulchonoi, 7 and 7. How Rabbi Yudah could answer that the whole 7 kids were in the 7 and 7? Alokeivun de b'ne'er gabo avi, havi l'gdoile. Umoidu b'Rabbanon, lefi Rav Chonon, the whole machlek is when it's on 7 and 7. When it's more from 7 and 7, Rabbanon amoide. So how Rabbi Yudah bought a raya, the suge shel malo me'esri mama is kosher? ומאי ראיה של רב יהודה לפי רב חנה יש להם עד השולחן בתי חסוק הגדוי לא היסו הוא בונה על הסוג היושבים ראשן ורובם ולא יקם מסובים דסקוש צורק דרשי ולנירה דבדה לרב חנה נקשי והתירוץ לרבונה הוא that you have to have דלדמס so a small סוג is דלדמס then it makes sense the שיר ראשי ורובה יאמרים לכמון אלה לזיין תפוחים ויהיה אפשר לשיב הבונים בשיב התפוחים צורק דרשי the סוג יקנת שתים בתרב חנה The sugi cannot shtimut Rav Chanan. The sugi ktano, she could sit in a sugi ktano. But Rabbanon say the kids were in a sugi gdoilo. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the whole family was in a sugi ktano. Seven kids and the mother could sit in a sugi ktano. It's not shaykh. It's not shaykh that it was in a sugi ktano. But maybe the sugi doesn't shtim lefi Rav Chanan. That's what he said to Rashi. Everyone that the kids were in the big sukkah, about the fear of Chanan, what Rabbi Yehuda answers that everyone was in the small sukkah, doesn't shtim alibe the Rav Chanan. Doesn't shtim alibe the Rav Chanan. As they zok Rashi, we mentioned yesterday, and I found it in the Pnei Yeshua. Lule divrei Rashi, we could have answered that it could shtim the fear of Chanan also. What Rav Chanan hold that it's not good 7 and 7 and 20, we said because it's a lul shel tarnegoilim. It's like a chicken house. It's not a house. The same way 7 and 20 is not good because it's like a chicken house. It's a lul shel tarnegoilim. When, if you make the cheshbon, 7 and 20 is 7 tfochim is like an amo plus. So it has to be 1 out of 20. If it's wide, 1 out of 20, taki doesn't have a tzur. But what would it be if it's wide arba? But it's not high 20. It's high 100 meters. Again, if you look from far, it looks like a pipe. It doesn't look like a tzur of a house. So it's also possible. So you could have a lul shel tarnegoilim, even if it's more from Zayin al Zayin. It could be arba al arba, begoiva 100. It could be a lul shel tarnegoilim. It could be a lul shel tarnegoilim. Hazei zog dipnei Yeshua. Now, we mentioned why Rashi Taki did not answer this. The Teretz is, Rashi cannot answer this Teretz. Why Rashi cannot answer this Teretz? Rashi says that he doesn't know why Zayin or Zayin. Rashi says he doesn't know why Zayin or Zayin begoiva Esrim is possible. He doesn't know the reason. Teretz says he knows Lul Shel Tarnegoilim. Rashi says he doesn't know the reason. If you don't know the reason why Zayin al Zayin is possible, Begoiva Esrim, so you can't say, okay, so if Zayin al Zayin Begoiva Esrim is possible, Lefi Rabbonim Gezlul Shatan Egoilim, so 1 out of 20, so if you have 5 Amos out of 100, it's also possible. I don't know why he said Zayin al Zayin Begoiva Esrim is not good. When you don't know why Zayin al Zayin Begoiva Esrim is not good, B'mele, you can't make a cheshbon to say that lefi cheshbon it'll be better. You can't say that lefi cheshbon it'll be better. Mechateis it'll be better. So Rashi l'shitoso, Taki didn't answer it. One part though we said. Another part. We said that Rabbi Yashiv says that lule divrei Rashi, we could have answered how Rav Chanan, even if it doesn't shtim in the Gemara, we could have an eitzel l'Rav Chanan. Rashi says that it's no eitzel l'Rav Chanan. Is that eitzel? She was sitting in a small sukkah. All of the kids were in the big sukkah, but they ate off her table. We'll learn in the next sukkah, Shulchanim b'teich habayis is possible. So the figure of Yudah that the lemalam esrim is kosher. Forget the mother sat inside. All the kids were taken from the queen's table and they were eating. So the figure of Yudah it's kosher, so it's good. Figabonon that lemalam esrim amo is possible. It's a lul shel tarnegoilim. So when the kids are taking off her table, it's keilu b'teich habayis. So the Beliashiv l'chura, I have an answer to the figure of Chanan. Maybe the Gemara says that everyone was sitting in the room, Taka doesn't shtim. But how Rashi says that the Gemara could never fit the fear of Chanan? And we answered very poshut. Zog Rabbi Yashiv, what do you tell me? Zog Rabbi Yashiv, you know why the Gemara didn't answer it? I'll tell you why. Because even if Rabbonon b'chai gavne, it's good. Why even if Rabbonon b'chai gavne, it's good? Why even if Rabbonon b'chai gavne, it's good? Because lemaisa the kids are sitting in a good sukkah. For chinuch we had a whole machlekes shol psulim. It's like Rabbi Yashiv. But when the sukkah is good, and the probe is atakona de rabbonon gzeire shemo imoshech, that for sure is good lechinuch. That for sure is good lechinuch. So that is for sure good lechinuch. Well, that is for sure good lechinuch. The man that the Gemara could not answer it. The Gemara cannot answer it. Because then, even if you're Rabbanan, you are Yaitze. This is the reason the Gemara did not answer it. Lamezen the Teisves. And in this Teisves is Nischad Shapor Chidushim. We'll do the Pshat and then the Chidushim. Teisves says, I have a Poshta plan how it could work even Lefi Rav Chanan. מה שנדחק בקונטרס לרב חנן ברבה מהיראיה לרב יהודה הוי אפשר לשיבה בונים בשיבה תפוחים לאו פרחי דדיל מהרו כתובה אבל הוי איסו רחובו אלו שיבה תפוחים ובונה בו איסו אוי רחב יעסווה ובונה בו איסו אוי רחב יעסווה זוג תאיסס I have an eight the sukkah is 7 and 100 so the place for everyone. Again, Rashi says, "Lefi Rav Chanan, 7 and 7, you can't put in 7 people." Zogt Rav Teisus, "I have an eitzah. It's 7 and 100." This is the pashtus of Teisus. So, what is the machlekes? Teisus says it's good. Rashi says it's not good. So, lo ma'ayin do. Listen good. What Teisus is saying? Teisus is mechadish. We have to remember in our sugya. We need a sukkah. Remember this klal to get to this chach. We need a sukkah that is placed for 7 people and it has the name of Lul Shatanegoy. So we need a sukkah that is 7 people could go inside and it has the name of Lul Shatanegoy. And Rabbi Yehuda will hold that it's kosher. And Rabbanon will hold that it's possible. Right? And that little room, the Fir Rabbi Yehuda is kosher, the Fir Rabbanon is possible. Now that room needs 3 things, not only 2 things. 7 people to shtup in the room, to call it Lul Shel Tarnegoilim, and to be kosher b'Hilchei Sukkah. So Tesis, I have 8. So Rashi says, if it's more than 7 and 7, it's not Lul Shel Tarnegoilim. So Tesis, it's 7 and 100. What helps that it's 7 and 100? It's weiter a Lul Shel Tarnegoilim. Why? It's also it's like a lokshen azach, right? Yeah? It's a Lul Shel Tarnegoilim. No, so why Rashi didn't learn like that? Zog the mirror is very poshut. Rashi learned that he doesn't know why 7 and 7 and 20 is not good. But if you add on 7 and 7, it's already could be good. If you add on 7 and 7, it's already good. It's already good if you add 7 and 7. So Mele, Zog Rashi, the only way is to put 7 people in 7 and 7 is no way. Tesis learns the reason 7 and 7 is not good is why? Because it's Lushel Tarnegoilim. Zogtesis, if it stays narrower, it stays wide like 7, even if it's very, very long, but if it's 7, it stays like a Lushel Tarnegoilim. The chickens could stand there. Rashi learns, 7 and 7 is not good, over 20. More from 7 and 7 is good. This way, that way, it's good. So this is Rashi's kasha. If you put 7 people inside, it's already more. Zogtesis is a reason for that. It's a Lushel Tarnegoilim. 7, even if you pull it to the sides, if it stays in the Reichav of 7, it's a Lushel Tarnegoilim. So again, very Gishmak, both the Rutsin that we said. Side of Yeshua's Chap, that we could have answered that it's more. Rashi did not want to answer that it's more Becheshman because Rashi doesn't know the Lushel Tarnegoilim. And Tesis that learned that it's Lushel Tarnegoilim says another Echetimtsa. Till here it's glad. There's 2 girsos here in the Teisves. How this sukkah was. And I want together maybe to oist cheshbon here. There's a big vikuchim in yeshiva how to learn. We'll start with the poshet to the next shlav. There's 1 girsa here in Teisves that the sukkah was eino rechova shiva. It was less from 7. It was 102, 103. And there's another girsa that was 107. Elo sheva. 2 girsos here in Teisves. They bring it down here on the side. The Bach's girsa is, he leaves it like we have it. Shalahoyso Rechova Shiva. It was not 7. It was 102, 103, 104. And the girsa of the Magen Avraham, Lahoyso Rechova Elo Sheva. To explain this, I want to go into a big machleikis, Bach and Magen Avraham. And it's very negeya. The aloch is in Mezuzah, you have to have a room arba al arba. Today it's a bit more from 2 meters. Amor is 60 centimeters, chazanish. It's like 220 centimeters, 2 meters plus. A square room is chayev be mezuzah. Arba al arba, we'll see it later. This is the shir of mezuzah. A bais. Bais has to be arba ames al arba ames. A sukkah is a shal adiras kva adiras arba. A bais has to have arba al arba. For eruvin. What would it be if you have, it happens a lot of times, you have rooms like a porch, washing machine room, all these rooms, you don't have a square four on four. You have Lamazogan 1 meter on eight. Instead of, again, to make it close, to make it easy, 4 on 4 is Be'etzem 16 square Amos. What? 4 on 4, every time you do 4 times 4, this is the clock. 4 on 4 is 16 square Amos. You have, instead of 16 square Amos in a room, you have 8 and 2. You put a mezuzah, you don't put a mezuzah. In the Lashon HaPoskim, we call it Yeshboi Kedei Lerabea. It's enough space that I could make a box out of that space. I could cut stripes and make a box. I have 16 square Amos, but not square 4 on 4. The Rosh says it's not good. You have to have them square. When you have to have, if it's not straight, it's not. And the Rambam says, Yesh bo kedei lerabea es chai b'mezuzah. We pasken like the Rambam. We make a bracha. We pasken like the Rambam. Nechleku abach v'amogen Avrom, the Zion is Zion on this in Sukkah. Has to be square, or you could make it in a line. It's nagia in a lot of places. They're building now a big project near the Mir. And they made the porches. They didn't realize that, they made porches, but they didn't realize how much has to be up. So they have huge porches, but it's only 6 tefachim. But it's very long. So you have a Zayin al Zayin. You have 20 and 6. It's a kosher sukkah or not. This shal is be'etzem ma'od nergeah. And everything is geboit on our tesis. So I want this, it's a shtigel cheshboinus, but if we could go into the lumbus. The Bach says, avada it's good. The Mogen Avrom says, avada it's not good. Even lefi the Rambam here, it's not good. And he says, I will explain to you why. The Rambam needs a space of a house. A house needs a place for a table, for a chair, for a closet. Abahamas. Here you need 7 and 7 because this is the space of the guy. What you're giving? You're giving 2 seats on 2 different sides. You can't divide a Zion on Zion. This is the space of a human being. He sits in 4 and 6, and he needs a table like we see in the next sugya. I give him sit one half of you will sit on this side, half of you will sit on that side. Arba Amis is a shear of a house, so the house could be cut to different pieces. Abi, it's one house. Why is the diras kva? A person does all of his needs in his house, so you could make it. You could merabe it. And the Bach says, you could. Zog the Bach, I have a raya from Tesfus. He reads the Tesfus without changing the words. Come on, read the Tesfus inside. The Sukkah was not 7. The Sukkah was 106. And it stated that Lekula Almetz Kosher. What was the case of Tesfus? Look inside now. Look inside. The sukkah was 106, not on 7. And the whole family fit there. And this sukkah is kosher lekula alme. Because again, it comes Rabbi Yudah and says it's possible because it's lemalo me'esrim amo. And Rabbanon hold, that lemalo me'esrim amo is possible, so maybe it's not good. But the machlekes is midin lemalam esrim amo, not din chesuke. We have to remember the suke alamol of these sugyas. The suke has to be first kosher mitzad in chesuke. Then lefi Rabbi Yuda it's posul mitzad kosher, and lefi Rabbanon it's posul mitzad diras kva. But the shir has to be a shir of suke. It has to be a shir of suke. If it has to be a shir of suke. If it has to be a shir of sukkah, so state in Tesfus that we have a shir of sukkah here. State in Tesfus, we have a shir of sukkah. Now, I want to explain. This is, it's not written clear enough, but this is the emes. This is the chiddush of the Bach. Now, I will ask you a question. But why Tesfus decided that there is no 7 in the side? Why Tesis didn't say that it's 107? Why Tesis decided that this sukkah was 100 and less from 7? Give it 7 and make it like Again, Tesis says how all the kids sat, It was not more from seven, it was seven. Very narrow seven. And everyone sat in the sukkah. So the Bach has the girsa by us. It was not seven. It was less than seven. Zog the Bach. From here I have a raya. From here I have a raya that a sukkah, even that it's not a square 7 and 7, is kosher. Okay, I hear the raya. Before we shlug the raya, but let me tracht zusammen. Why Taisa said that it was not wide 7? Zog the Bach. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because if it's wide 7, listen carefully. If it's wide 7 and it's 100, it's not a lusha tarnegoilim. It's kosher lekatchile. Even lefi rabbanon. What is a lusha tarnegoilim? 7 and 7. 7 and 100. It's more. So the only way to leave it lusha tarnegoilim is if it's an hour from 7 and it's 100, so then on one side it's not more from, it's less than 7, so it looks like a chicken house. But if you leave it 7 and you go more, so you have a square 7 and 7, plus it's already not Lul Shatan Egoil. So b'meile the Bach learns that Taisus is learning what is the case. What is the case? The case is that is 106. It's 106. And b'meile, zog de bach, from here I have a raya that you don't have to have kedei l'rabea. From here I have a raya that you don't have to have kedei l'rabea. Very glad. Zog de Mogen Avraham, my girsa is different. Aval ha'hoysa rechovo elo sheva. Was 7. You know, the Mogen Avraham fixed the thesis himself, the Taz. Deiris HaKadmoini, we talk, when he has a kasha, he changes the thesis. Came out thesis Rabbeinu Peretz, came out thesis HaRosh, and Shteita Zevi the Mogen Avraham. Siyala Mo Desiyata Dishmai. The girsa is, V'loi Hoysa Rechova Elo Sheva. Zog the Mogen Avraham, first the Bach doesn't have any more, the Bach doesn't have any more Araya. The Bach claimed that he has Araya, he doesn't have Araya anymore. Not only that he doesn't have a raya, mashma like me. Why Taisus says that it has 7? So Lemaisa state in Taisus that it was 7 over 100. So state that the chiddush of the Bach that bechay gavne it's not lul shatan egoilim. The Bach is not right. I'm right that it's not lul shatan egoilim, and it's only kosher if it's 7 and 100. But 6 and 100 is not kosher. One chiddush of the Mogen Avraham. Even that I'm not so sure what is the raya gdoila. Maybe Taisus said that it has 7. Why not? Taisus could have said that it has 6 and 100. Taisus trying to give them how much more space than he could. So he gave them 100. He gave them 7 and 100. The Mogen Avraham says keilu I have a raya to myself. Taisus says it needs 7 and 100. Maybe 6 and 100 is also good. But Taisus said 7 and 100. Why not? Okay, this is one Mogen Avraham. Zog the Mogen Avraham, I want to say my second chiddush in the sugya. What if you have a sukkah? Happens in the yeshiva a lot of times. You know, they build the sukkahs near the dining room, the main dining room. And in some areas, it's not 7 and 7. It's a corner. That if you stand there, they build a sukkah. They take the shape of the main dining room outside the porch. And they start to build a sukkah. They move from side to side. They come to one place. It's now. It's not 7 and 7. Like a corner. Zog the Mogen Avraham, the sukkah is possible. Sukkah is possible. That area is possible. He has a raya from our sugya. He has a raya from our sugya. What is the raya from our sugya? He has a raya from our sugya that is possible. What is the raya from our sugya? What is the, he says he has a raya from our sugya. If you have such a sukkah, it's possible. What is the raya from our sugya? Oh, you have a corner in the sugya, it's not good. Zog di machtza sekel, two pshotim, what is the raya? I want to take one pshat about it. He says like this. Lefi the Mogen Avraham, Taisus said that it's 7 here, because less from 7 is not good. Bihilchi sugya, it's not good. Why? Say that it's less from 7, you know why it's good? because it's near the main sukkah where the kids were sitting. So why Tesis needs it'll be seven, the whole Bach. Says this corner doesn't have seven, it's a problem. Even if the corner of the queen doesn't have seven, but it's connected to the big sukkah. If it's connected to the big sukkah, and the big sukkah has seven. So we see that if you have an area that is connected to an area of seven, but in that piece is not seven, it's not good. A minute, we'll see what we can answer. First, to explain what was the raya from the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, again, is Mechadish Chidush Otsum. If you have a sukkah, and in that area in the sukkah, you don't have seven on seven. Zog the Magen Avraham, you can't sit there. What is the raya? It's the same Magen Avraham Leshitosoi that explained that Tesis wanted that will be 7 on 7. And then it could be long in one side. But if it's not long, and if it's less than 7 on 7, it's not good. What is the problem? Even if it's not good, less than 7 on 7. But it's a part of the main sukkah. So Machzor Shekel, a raya from here, that even if you're part of a main sukkah, if your area doesn't have 7 and 7, it's not good. If your area doesn't have 7 and 7, it's not good. Chazanish says, Mishabur Paskim La'aloche, Mishabur says that he thinks that it's only if it's corners. But if you have a circle sukkah, even at the edge of the circle, but if you don't have 7 and 7, Mishabur says that it's okay. Because he says you could count the seven, you could. Abba Mishabur says if you have a pointy sukkah, you're not allowed to sit la'aloch in the corners. So the Chazanish and the Gilyonis of Mishabur, I bichal don't understand the Magen Avraham. The Kitonius was Tzuras HaPesach, so it was like a different area. Mechateisa. But he understands Tzuras HaPesach is never mekalkel. If it could help, it could help. But as I zog the Magen Avraham. So be'etzem, the Machtzis HaShekel in the first Pirush, second Pirush goes different. In the first Pirush of the Machtzis HaShekel, we're saying now, be'etzem, it's one Magen Avraham that is choylek with the Bach. The Bach has two Chidushim, and the Magen Avraham has two Chidushim. The Bach learns that im yesh bo kedei lerabeya is good. So he's learning in Tesis that was not 7 and 7. So he doesn't have a mocker. So he says that it was no 7 and 7. Hey. And second, he doesn't have a mocker. The second Chidush of Magen Avraham. That Tesis has a problem. The Magen Avraham learns, Tesis is madgish that is a 7 and 7. Tesis is coming to madgish that was a 7 and 7. And the Mele Zog the Magen Avraham, Kedei Lerabei Al Ha'aloche is not good. And this is a very big Chidush La'aloche. And it's Megiah. Today, Baruch Hashem, a lot of places had big porches. When I was a kid, and this sukkah, they had a phone call from Choshev and Mishpoch that they went somewhere for. They had to go somewhere. They told him there's a sukkah there. The game was shesh on shesh, shesh on 100. Okay, it's eitzes. We learned the end of the parak. It's eitzes. What to do? You build a mechitzen. It's chachposu mitzaref tefach. Okay, I'm not going in. You have to go into the sukkahs later. Different eitzes. Mitzach sheni is a sukkah that if the chachposu is sticking out, the social shpulim shel barzel, you down on wood base. But that you have to have. The guy said, what do you mean? Such a place, space. All the kids, one could sit here, your whole family could sit there. Abay, the Magen Avraham says, it doesn't help, Kedei Lerabeya. And the second chiddush, that a corner doesn't help. These are the two chiddushim. And Be'etzem Ke'ilu comes out, when you see the Magen Avraham inside, the Tof Reish Lamedale, Lefidis Pshat, that both pieces, Be'etzem, it's one shtickle Magen Avraham. Again, this is the first derech of the Machzor Shekel. Maybe in the Hemshach, I'll tell you the second derech of the Machzor Shekel. But the Bach holds, yesh me kidei lerabeya helps. So, it's a kasha. Reboshe asked the kasha that he has a raya that the Magen Avraham is right and the Bach is wrong. He has a raya that the Magen Avraham is right and the Bach is wrong. Listen carefully to the kasha, and I think maybe we could answer. Bashkofa Rishayno, it looks like the Bach had a mistake. The Gemara said, the Gemara says in Beis Amud Beis that the Machlekes is in the smallest shear. Yesh b'kedei roishi v'rubay, Rabbi Yudah holds it kosher, Rabbanon holds it as possible. So like Rav Chanan, if it's more from the shear, it's okay. Right? This is the Gemara. Keep pligi behechsher suke pligi. The smallest box. Rabbi Yudah says kosher, Rabbanon holds it as possible. But if it's more from the little box, Rabbanon hold that it's kosher. If it's more than the little bags, Rabbanon hold that it's kosher. This is the Gemara in Beis and Beis. I want to ask you, Yashar, what do you mean if it's more from the little box, the bottom hole, that it's kosher? Now we're learning a tesis that even that it's more from the box, it's weiter possible as lusha tarnegoilim. The Gemara says in Beis and Beis that the machlekes is behechshel suke, but if it's more from behechshel suke, it's kosher lefi rabbanon. Now we have here a chetimtze that is more from behechshel suke, and it's possible lefi rabbanon. The tenets is, because one side, if both sides are more for Hemshel Sukkah, then Rabbanon are masking Zoktesis. But if one side is smaller from Hemshel Sukkah, if one side is like Hemshel Sukkah, then it's the Machlekes. What Tesis says here, that it's not good, because one side is the Shir of Hemshel Sukkah. If it breaks in both sides, then Rabbanon are masking. I want to ask you a shayla. Lefi de Bach, what is the smallest Shir in the world of a Sukkah? Let's say it in words. One word. 49 square tefachim. I didn't say how. The smallest sukkah in the world is 49. Yitzchak. It's 49 square tefachim. This is the smallest shear sukkah in the world. Now I'm asking you a shayla. More from that shear. Is kosher lefi rabbanon or not? No, I have here a sukkah, 106, that is not kosher. How the Gemara could say in Beis Amud Beis that the only machlekes is in the small amount of sukkah, 49 square tefachim. If it's more, it's no machlekes. I have a case, more than 49 squares, 106. Again, lefi de Mogil Avraham, it's very good. The smallest amount is this gate, 7 and 7. If it's more from that gate, it's no machlekes. One side is not called more, it has to be more in both sides. But lefi de Bach is no size of the building of the sukkah. 49 square tefachim is kosher. If 49 square tefachim is kosher lefi de Bach, so the Gemara says the machlekes is in the small amount. When you have more from the small amount, state in the Gemara that it's kosher. And here we're telling us that you have a case of more from 49, 106, and state that it's not kosher.
Maybe just one tefach by 49.
You hear the kasha? You hear the kasha or not? You hear the kasha? You have, lefi de Bach, the smaller shear is 49 square tefachim. No tzura to the sukkah. Of them state, machlek is behechshel sukkah. More is good. Here we have 106 and it's not good. Lefi Rabbanon, the Taisa says that it's possible. Lefi de Bach, lefi de Mogil Avraham, small sukkah means as that picture. More from that is kosher. So Ktesis, from one side it stays an hour and it grows, it's not called more. So Lefi de Mogen Avraham, it makes sense. But Lefi de Bach, when he said Lechure, the Bach is wrong. I want to say a chidush. I think it's MS, and I think I saw it once somewhere. What the Bach holds, Pshat and Tesis, the Bach doesn't hold that was 106. The Bach holds it was 1 tefach and 49. But if it's more from 49 square tefachim, it's kosher. Tesis had a problem that you can't have more than 49. 49 is the smallest amount of sukkah. When it's more from 49, it's kosher. The machlekes is in a small 49 squares. More from that is kosher. So the Rashi, half, nine, seven people, eight people could fit in such a small sukkah. So Tesis is very poshut. Make a small sukkah, 1 tefach, very, very, very narrow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 49 people. 2 tefachim and 20. 2 tefachim you could sit. I have people, little kids, every kid is a tefach. The Gemara says the head is a tefach. As they state, size of the head is a tefach. They had the, then they had these, you know, these yeshiva small little tables, but no, and everyone fit. Again, but the roichav. This is what Tesis means. Say that, say that, but Tesis gives a answer. B'meila, I'm saying la'aloche. Lefi de Bach, more from 49 will be possible. De Bach never meant to say 106. He never meant, this is what Taisa, look at Lashon HaTaisis. Why it was not seven? Because if it's seven, not because if it's seven, it's not, the seven is a Lushat HaNegoilim. What you take to the size, you have to take from the, take away. It's Pashat HaZeh. So because the Vikuach is, that we want to say, and I think it's the MS, that the Bach never said that more for 49 square will be kosher. The Bach said 49, so again, we have one machlekes klal. The Bach says you could. It doesn't have to be a square shape. Could be either way shape. 49 tefachim is good. Magen Avraham said it's not good. The Bach said 700 is not good. It's already kosher lekula alme alibed Rabbi Yude alibed Rabbanon. And the Magen Avraham said that it's possible. Till here we don't have an argument. Our argument with the Londim is we say that the Bach only meant to say, I think it's a raya brush and a leot shuva, that 49. It's kosher. That 49 is the machlekes. More than 49, lekula alma is kosher. I think it's glad. Abba Azai, I want to go with you one more step. The Pnei Yeshua has a kasha here. He found a Yerushalmi. I didn't check it inside, but he found a Yerushalmi that Rabbi Yude holds that Shir Sukkah is Arba Ames. Not only Rebbe. Rebbe, we know, this is Miyad Gemara in the Hemshech, that Rebbe holds Shir Sukkah Arba Ames. Rabbi Yude holds Shir Sukkah Arba Ames. Frek de Pnei Yeshua, if Rabbi Yude holds Shir Sukkah Arba Ames. So this Sukkah of the Queen Hilni. Lefi Rabbi Yude, how big was the room? How big was the room? Arba Ames. Because on them, Lefi Rabbi Yude, you can't sit there. So anyway, the sukkah lefir avchonon is kosher alibe de rabbonon. So lefir avchonon, what was the kasha from Rabbi Yudah and Rabbonon? Be'etzem we're asking a kasha. The Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Yudah holds you need arba ames. Rav Chonon says that it's more from Roshi v'Rubai, it's kosher even lefir rabbonon. The machlekes is only b'shiur Roshi v'Rubai. Frank the Pnei Yeshua, these two things don't stim together. Rav Chonon is the Leika Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi found a Braise. Again, I want you to answer this kasha. The Pnei Yeshua asks an eisene kasha. How it could be that is a Braise mefureshes that Rabbi Yudah holds that you have to have Arba Ames, and Rav Chonon says that more from Roshi v'Rubai is not machlekes. More from Roshi v'Rubai is no machlekes. How it could stim together? Till the Pnei Yeshua says what I said before Bishmoy, I have an Eitzah. Maybe it goes with the proportion. That Zayin and 20, so Lefi Rabbi Yudah, 4 and 500 meters is also Lushat HaNegoyim. L'choy merakushye. But I want you to answer a Teretz. Again, we're asking a stira. Here state that if it's more from Roshi v'Rubai, it's kosher lefi Rabbonon, and the machlekes is only b'Roshi v'Rubai. Zok the Pnei Yeshua and the Yerushalmi state that Rabbi Yudah has to hold Arba Ames. No, very good. No, what is the Teretz? Very poshut. Very good. What would be if you have a sukkah? You have a sukkah that is. Maybe I'll explain. Rabbi Yudah holds you have to have Arba Ames. Why you have to have Arba Ames in a sukkah? But this is poshut that Arba Ames don't have to be in a square. Right? That could be even in a lakish. Could be long. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't have to be in a square. Could be a long piece, like in mezuzah. You could l'rabea. The Zion al Zion, if they're not a square, then it's a lushat anegoilim. So we're talking in a sukkah that was two tefachim and lamezogin 60 amma. So you have arba ames, but it's a lushat anegoyim. Here we have the echatimza. So we have the echatimza that could be a lushat anegoyim. So lefidim Magen Avraham, it makes sense. We'll have a sukkah zayin. It'll be very long. But lefidim Bach, what would be the echatimza that I'm trying to say? It will be 2 and 20 amas. It's more than 49 squares. So, Lefine Bach, we can't answer. If we want to answer the Pnei Yeshua's kasha, that is not a stira. The Arba'amis could be Kedei Lerabea. The Zion of Zion have to be, if it's not a square, it's called Lushal Tarnegoilim. We have a Echetimtze. Fide Magen Avraham, see, we could answer. It was Zion and 100. So Lushal Tarnegoilim it is, but it has Arba'amis. But if we say that the Bach was only when the squares are more from 49 already, it's not a Lushal Tarnegoilim. And the Pshat in Pesus is that it's less, it's 1 on 49 or 2 on 25. So then we can answer the Pnei Yeshua. Then we can answer the Pnei Yeshua. Lama Zehen the Gemara Vaita. Omar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchok Alochet Tzricho Shetei Machzekes Roishoi Verubai Veshulchonoi. What is Roishoi Verubai Veshulchonoi? Roishoi Verubai is 6, Shulchonoi is another Tefach. The Rishonim and the Achronim speak out, okay, so the person sits in 6, he needs one for his table. So why he needs both sides? Some say you have to have 6, and 6 is the person's space. We'll see later. From Bishamai, the door, Rabbi Sila, that are not scared from the table. So you put 6 and 6. Bishamai hold, you need a place for the table. We'll see later why. But you need a place for the table. For the table, you could add 1 to 7 and 6. So some say you have to have from every side. Some Rishonim say because I lean to the side. But the Gemara says if you need a table, you need 7 and 7. Omar le Rabba be keman ke Bishamai. Omar le Elo keman for sure. Ikin amri Omar Rab Abba and Omar Lochmani Omar le Bishamai. Veli tozos alochi ke Bishamai. And like this we pass in the whole Masech the Sukkah. You need 7 and 7. Maskev le Rab Nachman bar Yitzchok b'mai de Bishamai b'sil b'sukkah ktane pligi. Dime b'sukkah gdoila pligi. What is the Gzeir b'sukkah gdoila? He has a lot of big place. Ki goin de Yosef apun in the talalta. He sits on the door. V'shulchonoi b'toich habayis. B'sham esav v'gazrin Hashem v'yimoshech achar shulchonoi. U'b'sil esav v'iloi gazrinen. They can have the ktoni b'daf chofches. Mi she'roi shuveru b'sukkah b'shulchonoi b'toich habayis. B'sham epoiz b'sil makshirim. Sheit v'shulchonoi b'toich habayis. So we see that the Gzeir is Shem v'yimoshech achar shulchonoi. ואם יישא מחזקס ואין מחזקס מבוא אלי וואי ממחוי לכאן שולחוני בתוך הבייס זה גמור בסוכי קטן אלי פליגי ואותה אני מחזקס רואי שברובי ושולחוני כשאירו רבי אימא שארבע אמס על ארבע אמס תן אידך רבי אימא כסוכי שם ארבע אמס פסולו חוי מן מחזקס אלו רואי שברובי כשאירו ואילו שולחוני לא יקטוני קשי נעדודי אלו להם שמה מנו בשם ובסילל אומר מר מסניסינא מדייקא דקטוני בשמאי פויסטין ובסילו מכשירים. סתם לא נהיה גזירה. ומי זה בשמאי לא יוצא ובסילו לא יום יוצא מבוילי. ולא מי קשה? מי שאולו לא יהיו לו בתארתי פליגי. פליגי בסוכי קטן או פליגי בסוכי גדולו. סומך סובר קטוני. מי שרואי שברו בסוכי בשכון בתך הבייס, בשמאים לא יוצא, בסילו לא יום יוצא. כשנמחזק את זה לכדי רואי שברו בבלבד, בשמאי פויסטין ובסילו למכשיר. This is the source of the Gemara. So it's mevur in the Gemara that we have two machleikas b'shamay v'b'sila. B'suke ktano b'shamay hold 6, 7, b'sila hold 6, and alochike b'shamay, b'suke gdoilo, shulchone b'toich habayis, b'shamay goizrim, u'b'sila matir. And this sugya, we'll start today akdome to the sugya. B'suke gdoilo, we have a Gemara. Losing out, the Diyukim later will see is Minei Vebein, all the Sugya. State in the Gemara, what is the Machlekes B'Sukkah Gdoila? The Gemara asks, what is the Machlekes? If we make a Gzeir Hashem V'Yimoshech Achar Shulchonoi or not. Not only that, the Gemara felt that she had to explain it. Ela B'Sukkah Gdoila B'Mai Pligi, B'Mai Pligi. If it's a Gzeir or not, right? The Gemara spoke it out. Sukkah Ktano, the Gemara didn't speak out what is the Machlekes. This is even before Lomdus. When you read the Gemara, when the Machlekes was B'Sukkah Ktano, Machlekes. The Gemara spoke it out. Look in the Gemara inside. I don't know. Laugh. Source of the Gemara. B'Sukkah Ktano, the Gemara didn't feel that she has to explain the Machlekes. B'Shamai holds 7, B'Zilin holds 6. B'Shamai wants a place on the table, B'Zilin don't want a place on the table. Say, what is the Machlekes? I don't know. He wants, he doesn't want. B'Sukkah Gdeila, what could be the Machlekes? The table is outside. Gzeir Hashem Yimoshech Achar Shulchan. Zog the Gemara Bedav Zayin Amud Beis. Why you need a table inside? Why you need 7 Lefi Beis Shammai? and six lefi beisilel besuke ktano, because b'shamay hold suke diras kva, so you need a table inside, and beisilel hold diras ara, you don't need a table inside. So when you see the suke in davzayim, suke gdoyle de machleikis is a gzeir Hashem imoshech achar shulchan. Suke ktano de machleikis is b'shamay hold suke diras kva. So you need a table inside. You don't need a table. And here we have two esbeirim and the rishonim. I wanted at least to be maimed the two esbeirim of the rishonim so we could buy us. Shitas abalamoer teisves ritvo ran rao. This is shinui, but it's one shita. That is two machleikesim. Besuke gdoyle, what is the machleikes? Beshamay a goyzer that you will come to eat over the table and going into the house. Besile don't have a gzeir. Besuke ktane, what is the machleikes? So Abaye said, suke diras kva. Aye, zog de balamoy, we don't pass in diras kva. We pass in diras aray. And even so, we need shevat fochim. Zog de balamoy, not every kva means kva. There's different levels of kva. The Moshe state kol oisam ayomim oisam adam dirosoi aray besukosoi kva. The sukkah needs a kind of kva. Avada we hold diras aray. About that level of kva we need. The Ran says it a little bit better. I mean, the Ran says it's not mitayme de abaye if it doesn't have a place for a table. Dirosrucho avi. Dirosrucho avi. But again, lefit this shita is two separate machleikasim. One machleikas is b'shamay hold. You have to have a shape of a sukkah, a kva, not the kva of Rabbi Yudah. They have to have a shape, not srucha. B'silal hold, it's good. And have them state in the Gemara ve'loi tozuz mino. We pass it like b'shamay. Now have another machleikas b'sukkah gdoilo, and the table is inside the house. B'shama have a gzeira, b'sila don't have a gzeira. Like who we paskin? Like b'sila. Why to paskin like b'shama? Because the Gemara paskin one time to b'shama to paskin. This is one way to learn the Gemara that we call it. That is two machleikasim. The Rif and Daf Zayin and the Rif and Daf Chof Ches says no. It's not two machleikasim. It's one machleikas. Gzeiro shemo imoshech achar shulchonoi. One machleikas. So besuke gdoyle, that makes sense. The table is inside. Besilel hold no gzeiro. B'shamay hold gzeiro. What is the machleikas besuke ktano? It's no table. What is the machleikas besuke ktano? A guy sits in a room 6 on 6 and there's no table. What do you think will happen in 5 minutes when he starts to eat? Or he will walk into the kitchen to eat, or he will bring a table and then it will happen. So it's the same machlekes. Beisilel are never scared that a person will go over the table. Even if he eats over the table, there's no gzeira. So besuke gdeile, you can eat when the table is inside. Besuke ktana, you don't need a table. You don't need a place for a table. Beishamay don't have a gzeira, and beisilel don't have a gzeira. B'shamay have a gzeira shemo yimoshech achar shulchonoi. B'meile b'suke gdoile is a gzeira, and b'suke ktane you need a place for the table. Because if there's no place to the table, you're limoshech. Lefi dem zog derif, so how we pasken la'aloche? Ki b'shamay. So this is the way we pasken la'aloche, but we pasken la'aloche, that is a gzeira shemo yimoshech afilu b'suke gdoile. So again, so this is the amod asadvori. We have two shitas. Shitas Rov Rishoinim, and this is the Balamoher, that is two separate machleikasim. Besuke gdoyle is a machleikasim, v'gzor Hashem v'yimoshech achar shulchonoi, and besuke ktana, we don't have this machleikas. Because there's no table outside. We're talking without a table outside, so there's no gzeira. What is the machleikas? Shiur hechshar suke. B'sham I hold, you have to have a choshev a shiur hechshar suke. You don't have to have Loshon Abaye and Avzayin Amud Beis B'shamay Savri Suke Diras Kva. So other we passing like Abaye Kva doesn't mean the same Kva of all of the Kvas. We'll see later in Balamoy or Blineida. Or Loshon Aran and Avchofres, it's a Diras Rucha. Avdem Zog Digmore Veloy Tozuz Mino. And Fakert, our Gemara is mashma like that. Besukiktana is a machlekes, no one has to explain. Bishamer hold it's not enough, Bishamer hold it's enough. Besukik doilo pligi, b'may pligi, frag the Gemara. Tell you what, I'll make up a gzeira, psanayetakone. Besukiktana, the Gemara never needed it. This is the tzus of the shmais. The Rif says, well, two machlekes, Bishamer, Bishamer. And not only that, everything is meduik in the Mishnah Leiber. Shtei psulo, shulchon abitei chabayis. It's one Mishnah, two machlekesim. And this is the Loshon Arif, twice. And Dav Zayin, it's the Dapei Arif, it's Dav Tes. V'ta'amayu de bishamay loy ki abaye mishum diras kva, ela ta'amayu mishum gazrinen shemo yimoshech achar shulchon. The Arif in the end of Perek Sheini says, "V'aloche ki b'shamay b'tarvayu dechad time eninu, dechad time eninu." Frank the Balamoyer, where is the Shema Yimoshech b'suke k'tano? He will bring the table. He will bring the table, or he will go out. It's so squash. He will go out to eat. What? I'll give you a nafkimine. Bezer Hashem, we'll see a lot of nafkiminas, just in the chad of the inyonim, because I want Gleich to go in. The Besalevi says a beautiful nafkimina in between the Rif and the all of the Rishonim. It's Ramban, Balamor, and Dav Zayin. What if you have a sukkah 6 and 6, and it's open to a sukkah 7 and 7? Like what we had before the Tesvis. You're allowed to eat in the sukkah of 6 and 6 or not? Yes, if you're allowed to eat in the sukkah 6 and 6 or not? Why not? What? Why not? What? It doesn't have a shiur, right? But if bishlei melefid the rishonim, it's like a small sukkah. But if we'll say that it's shema yimashach, what will happen if you're yimashach? You will go to the big sukkah. So it's no problem. Well, we'll get later. We'll get to the nafkaminas about. That's the bishlei, that's the rishonim. Again, if we learn kipshutoi, that lefi the Rif it's kosher, it's only mitzad gzeira, then we'll have a shtickle baya, because the kitoinius, it was open to the suki where the kids were. So even if it didn't have seven, it has to be good. It's enough to have six there. If it's true, the kitoinius have a problem, because the six and six, the whole cheshbon of the Magen Avraham, everything falls away. There's no raya bichlal. It was not seven, it was Lusha Tarnagoylim, but as sure as Sukkah was no problem, because if the kids were in the big Sukkah, if she would go to the kids, especially Rashi says that the table was in the big Sukkah taka, so it's no problem. We'll see later. I'm just trying to be mamchish. Avada it can't be Zok the Bisalevi. Hold Masech the Sukkah state, Shir Sukkah 7 on 7. Again, Lefi the first Derech, the Shir Sukkah is taka Sheva al Sheva. Shir Sukkah Sheva al Sheva. You need space. B'shamay, you need big, b'shamay, you need small, alohik and b'shamay. Second machlek is gzei Hashemah Yimoshech. Lefi the Rif, everything lechura is a gzei Hashemah Yimoshech. Now, I want, there's Hashem, we're going, I want to tell you the Pesach. The Pesach is that Avada, it's posul, lefi them, Sukkah Ketana 6, posul the Rabbanon or posul the Raisa? Lefi the Rif the Rabbanon, lefi the Rishonim the Raisa. Listen. Sukkah that is 6 and 6. Is posul the Rabbanon or posul the Raisa? Lefi the Rif the Rabbanon, right? Lefi the Rishonim is posul the Raisa. The avoider is to explain that even lefi the Rif, it's posul the Raisa. Even lefi the Rif, it's posul the Raisa. Even there is a gzeir Hashem Yimoshech, psula is the Rabbanon could be. We have to accept. Avad it's a diuk. Avad it's a diuk. This is be'etzem the avoido. Be'ez Hashem, ich betake to see the Ramban and the Balamoyer and the Avzayim. Be'ez Hashem, Yom Rishon, we're going to it with the ganze.